It is Safety Tip Tuesday here on 97.9 The Hill, which is presented by Safe Kids of Orange and Chatham Counties, along with Pam Herndon State Farm. Every Tuesday, we hear from local family safety organizations as they share different safety tips and helpful reminders to keep us safe during these really busy times. And these tips range from a little bit of everything. Helmet safety is one, proper prescription storage is another, and everything in between. Today's safety tip is a very topical one. As the weather warms up and folks are getting ready to enjoy the summer out there, maybe go swimming. If you enjoy swimming or boating on Jordan Lake, or even just spending a warm day anywhere by the water with friends, you do want to make sure that you do it safely and avoid any accidents. And to help talk to some of those ways to do it safely is Blake Johnson, who joins us in the studio. He is the Natural Resource Specialist with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and he works at Jordan Lake to make sure that folks out there are safe on the water. Blake, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. So you've got a pretty unique job title, Natural Resource Specialist with the U.S. Army Corps. I can honestly say I've never heard of that before. Can you share a little bit of kind of what you do on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, so the title is kind of loaded there. Essentially, we are park rangers, but we're the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers form of park rangers. And we do much more than what you may think of a park ranger doing. A lot of times when you go, say, to your state parks or other areas, you're familiar with seeing the park rangers. The rangers there are more so on the enforcement side.
Sure.
We are less on the enforcement side and more on the park management side. Now, where I'm at Jordan Lake, we're really lucky that we can all kind of branch out and explore our general interests as well and have different responsibilities. So myself, I specialize not just in doing the typical ranger duties and maintaining the park, but I also specialize in our community outreach, educational effort, and so forth. So I'll go into schools and teach kids about wildlife, water safety, and such. But I'm also, you know, taking care of the trails and looking out for our visitors. Now, we've got other rangers who work with monitoring our bald eagle population, which is doing really well. And we've got rangers working on prescribed burns and managing our woods. So we're really diverse in what we can get into.
I imagine so. And you know, being able to work outside, there's always some sort of great added benefits to doing so, especially somewhere as nice as Jordan Lake. And it's a popular place in our community to go swimming. We do hear every now and then, especially in the news business, when it comes across our desks, of sometimes some accidents that happen there. People either get hurt or, you know, potentially even drown because of what's going on out there in the water. So you're here today to help share some of the safety tips that people can keep in mind when they're visiting Jordan Lake or just around big bodies of water. What are some of the things that you usually initially let people and remind people about, hey, keep this in mind when you're near somewhere like a lake?
So first and foremost is definitely using your life jacket. A lot of folks, or most folks, have their life jacket on them, have their life jacket at their boat or in their truck, but it doesn't work if you don't use it. So legally, you do have to have, if you're over the age of 13, you do have to have one on your vessel. But again, it doesn't work if you don't use it. So make sure you've got it on. Think of it like wearing your seatbelt in the car. And, you know, a lot of people, they say don't like to wear them because they're bulky and they make them sweaty, but we are in the modern age. There are some pretty nifty life jackets out there now, some pretty breathable ones. There's inflatable life jackets that automatically inflate when you hit the water. So I would prefer you use the foam ones, but you could definitely make use of the inflatable ones as well if you're a little pickier. Definitely at the alcohol use, I know we're probably going to touch on this later, but that's the number one thing outside of life jackets. I guess it's number two thing, but pretty important thing that we see out here on the lake is alcohol use, especially while boating. And lastly, you really want to make sure that if you're swimming in the lake, you understand the hazards of swimming in undesignated swim areas. So make sure that you swim in a designated swim area. And what I mean by this is if you go to one of our swim beaches, you're going to see that yellow rope, essentially floating rope, out there in the water. And what that's showing is that that line is about 5 feet, 5.5 feet of depth into the water. And you're protected from things such as rocks or branches and glass because they go out there and they monitor for that stuff as well. So you've got a higher, you've got better chances of safety out there and it's more insured. Whereas if you go outside of that line, you know, you're dealing with the hazards that come with being in a surface body of water. And definitely wear your sunscreen.
Yes. But. Oh, that is, man, that is an important one that might not be, you don't think about necessarily with water safety, but that is just, that's just important in general when it is this sunny as we are seeing right now. We're speaking with Blake Johnson, who is the natural resource specialist with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers working over at Jordan Lake. And you mentioned alcohol around boats and stuff like that. There's also a new federal law that requires an engine cutoff switch link when operating a boat, right? Can you explain kind of what that is and how people can follow the guidelines with that new requirement?
So the engine cutoff switch is something really nifty in our boats, and I'm explaining it a little bit for maybe those of us who don't go boating as much. But what this is that you essentially connect a lanyard to the key of your boat and to your life jacket or to your waist. And I like to use the belt loop of my pants, but you connect it to that, and then that way if you're launched off of the boat, then that's going to pull the key out, or at least turn the key and turn the engine off, turn the motor off. And so the aim of this is that, because a lot of times when people are thrown unexpectedly off their boat, that boat's going to keep going. It's gonna, and largely it comes back towards the person a lot of times. When you think about it, say you were making a right turn, right? And that's when you get thrown off. Well, that steering wheel is probably still in the right position, so it's going to come towards you. So propeller strikes are the number one major injury that we're seeing with boating accidents. And so it's really going to save some lives, and it's really going to save some life-changing events with this law coming into place. So, and that was effective starting April 1st. So
there
we
go.
Are past that date. So get it on. Make sure you use that lanyard. Make sure you use whatever kind of link you have to your engine cutoff system.
We are speaking with Blake Johnson for this week's Safety Tip Tuesday. He's given us some general water tips here as he works at Jordan Lake with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. And Blake, we've got to begin wrapping up, but you know, as folks are heading out to the summer, any other final tips you want folks to keep in mind, or just things that people can check out at Jordan Lake over the summer?
Yeah, so I'll hit on the alcohol portion real quick. Just, I mean, if you're not going to, you want to drunk drive, right? You want to drunk drive your vehicle. Don't drunk drive your boat. It's dangerous to not just you, but it's dangerous to everyone around you. As much of the safety things we see, you're not just endangering yourself, you're endangering others and the people who care about you, the people in your life. So, yeah, I know a lot of us, a lot of folks think alcohol and the water go hand in hand. Try doing push-ups when you've had some drinks. It's not a great event, right? So, you know, swimming is definitely a physical workout. So, you know, keep that alcohol away from the water. And wear your life jacket, not just for yourself, but for the people who want you around in life, especially if you've got kids, right? Wear it for them. They're going to look up to you as a role model. And life jacket, if you're trying to relax out on the beach, I like to wear my life jacket, especially because I'm lazy, so I can just float there in the water.
And
I
I
don't have the tread. So, but yeah, it's going to be a busy summer this year. So
no
make
doubt.
Plans in advance if you're coming. Try to get to the beaches early. And I think that's what I got.
That's great. Well, I'm sure people are going to be excited to come out and see what you guys are doing at Jordan Lake. And thanks, as always, for sharing some of these tips. We know that the most fun spring and summer days out there are the ones where everyone can stay safe. So be sure to keep these safety tips in mind, you listeners out there and everybody else. Blake Johnson, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us today here on 97.9 The Hill.
Thank you for having me.
It is brought to us, as always, Safety Tip Tuesday by Safe Kids of Orange and Chatham County, as well as Pam Herndon State Farm. They make Safety Tip Tuesday possible each and every week.